Okay, good morning. This past week, Daf was Daf Chav Zayin, Seches Pesachim, second Perek. The main sugya on Daf Chav Zayin starts on Chavov Amud Beis by the two dots around halfway down the Amud. Very important fundamental sugya over here. Let's see, Tana Rabbanan. Let's read more stars. Tana Rabbanan. See by the two dots. Took a star and more over there. Tana Rabbanan. Tana Shasika Beklipi Olo. Tana Zom. Tana Oven. Shehisiko Beklipi Olo. It was heated up. The fuel source was Klipi Olo. Shells of Olo. First 3 years, that a fruit tree is planted with orlo, osobano. So he used to fuel it, klipe orlo. Rashi points out that even though by orlo the iser is the pre, but the klipa, a shemel the pre, so it has the same thing as the pre itself. And that's why the Issa Hano applies to that. So this is, he heated up the Tanun, but Issuri Hano, or Yubakashin Shel Kilei Akerim, the entire growth is also Bano, even if it's not a Pri, that's why Kashin, it's not the Pri, it's not a Shem of the Pri. Akoponim, what's Negei us is that this is Issuri Hano, he used to fuel to create the heat in the oven. Zok the Braisa, Chodosh, Yutots, Yoshon, Yutzan. Chodosh. If it's a new tanner means that generally by Kli Cheres, in order that it should be solidified and ready for use, so it has to be heated up. So that first hasoka is goymer, it completes the tanner itself. So if it's a chodosh, if it was a tanner chodosh, so that means that this tanner was nigmar, was finished, was completed with isuri hano. The loch is yutots. Yutots means it has to be broken. It can't be used. The din for Yutzat, the Mefarshim speak out, that this doesn't really require, you just can't use it, right? You know, I mean, Yutzat is another step, right? That comes really as some kind of preventive measure, that if you keep it around, then being that it's also to use, so that's why we have to discard of it, that it shouldn't be fit for use. Akoponu Chodosh Yutzat, that means, yeah, and if it's Chodosh, it's not fit for use, that means if you want to, if the second hasoka, the next time you can bake some bread, it's going to be awesome. So that's why this tanner over here, being that it was completed, it was solidified with the Isur Hano, so the Isur Hano remains here and will prevent us from using it in the future. Yoshan, but if it was a old tanner, it just means that it was already. It already had its completion, right? It might be the second use, right? But in these purposes, that's what Yoshu means. Yutzan. So the halacha is Yutzan. It is usable, the tanner itself, but Yutzan means that you have to cool it off. Since the hasoka, the heat that was produced right now, was from Yisur Hano, so you can't use that. So Yutzan, right, you have to cool it down. And then you'll reheat it with something which is motor bano. Now the Raisa continues, and the Raisa says, off a boy's a pass. Let's say you didn't do this, what you're supposed to do. Off a boy's a pass. Pass, bread was baked in such a tanner that was heated from Isur Hano. Rebbe Yemir HaPas Asura, V'Chachom Yemir HaPas Muteres. This Machlok is Rebbe Rabbanon, what is the status of this Pas itself? Is this Pas considered to have in it Yisuri Hano? Or not? Now the Gemara refers to this as Yesh Shvach Eitzim V'Pas, or Ein Shvach Eitzim V'Pas. That means that if you have Eitzim, you have wood, which is Yisur Hano, and the Eitzim give off heat and they cause something to cook, so the accomplishment that you now have in the past, these Eitzim of Yisur Hano, they were Gurim, they caused the past to become past, to form from a raw dough into past, is Yeshvach Eitzim. Do we consider that there's Isser Hano in the past today, which would prevent anyone from having Hano from it or not? Rabbi Yom HaPas Asur, V'Chachom Yom HaPas Muteres. Okay, so this is the second point that the Braisa talks about. Now the third point the Braisa mentions is as follows. Bishlo, Agabe Gacholim, Devri HaKol Mutu. If the past was baked agabe gachom, when the wood that we were using over here, this was the klipin, right, the kashim, was already turned into coals, then they rakhom mot. Then everyone agrees that it's motor. Now, let's just mention a couple of things over here, just for a little background to understand over here. There's different kinds of Isur HaNor. Mishnah Temura says that there's Nikborin and Israfim. Certain Isur HaNor, the din is to burn it. That's the halacha of these things. And certain things are Nikborin, halacha is Nikborin, which Kipshutai means that they have no special halacha to them. And being that they're Yisur HaNo, so you have to get them out of the way, because the person shouldn't use it. So that's why the din is Nikborim, that you bury it. Now the Mishnah over there tells us that there's a difference as far as the Eifer, that Nisrofim, the Yisur HaNo, that din is to burn. So once you burn it, then it was Nikskaim mitzvason, and now the Isra Hano goes off. Now it's not awesome. The Afron is mutter. The ash is mutter. Whereas Nikborin, they don't have any din to burn them necessarily, so therefore even if you were to burn them, it's still awesome. The Isra Hano doesn't go off. Whatever it is here, it's Afron. Afron is awesome. Now, we're talking about things over here. I can see that it's the din is to be nisraf, and that's why the halacha is that it's afron mutter, and that's the basis of this halacha, this last halacha that we have over here, that bishla gabe gacholim divrakol is mutter, because being that the din is afron is mutter, so this Bryce is telling us that Once it reached the Gachela stage, and we'll see more Befratis in the Gemara about that, then it's already considered Efer, and it's not Asa Bahano anymore. And so that's why if you used the heat that was produced from a Gacheles, a coal of one of these things,
from Klipa Orla.
Right. So the basis of the Heter is because of the din of Afron Mutter. Now let's see over here the Rashi's. So Rashi, klipe orlom, klipe egoizim v'rimoinim. These are the shells, nuts, pomegranates, sha'af heim bechlal pri. That the klipe, like we mentioned, is also has a shem pri, v'asur mishum orlom. Klipin, shemer the pri, right, they guard the pri. V'chein kashin shel kili ha'kerem ha'kol osan. Now this is the point that Rashi is making. by Orla, it's pre. So if you have a chayz kashin shol Orla, it will be mutter, because that's not considered a fruit. Because the Torah related the issa to the fruit. However, as far as kilei kerem, there's no mention of fruit there, and therefore, by kilei kerem, any kind of growth over there is also. In kashu kilei kerem, hakol also. The bekalayim loksiv peri. That's what actually means over there. Yeah. Now, let's see. So the first halacha that we have over here is chadosh, if it's a new tanner, which means that this has soko. He's solidifying it. So Rashi, Chodesh Yutos, Sharei Ayedei Hesek Zeh Shal Orlo Nigmar Miskayim Kula. That's Rashi's point over here. That being that it's new, so this first Hasoko, right, this first heating up, is what is Goymer. It finishes off, it solidifies this Tanner for further use. So it's Niskayim because of that. So in the future usages of this Tanner, we see the cause of the Isser Hano is here. It was solidified as a tanner because of the Isser Hano. So that's the basis of the halacha of Yutots. Can't be used. So Rashi, if I had the Yoshin, Shein Hesek Zem Mo Yeloi, Elo Shoyfe Bayapas, Yoshin, it was previously heated up, so it got its finishing off. It's being solidified by a different hasoka. So this hasoka now, the hasoka of Issa Hano, doesn't do any help to it. Only in the making of this pass, that it'll help. This heat. So halacha is yutzan. So let it cool off. Get rid of the heat that the Issa Hano caused, and then you can use it. Next time for with a different hasoka of hetem yutzan shloi yoyfe by pass behesek zeh. You shouldn't cook, shouldn't bake bread in this hesek. Offer by pass behesek zeh. Rashi says, if pass was baked with this heating, so then you have my flakes. Rebbe and Rabbon. Now Rashi over here refers to a Gemara later on. Let's see the Gemara right now, right? Since we saw the Gemara already, so let's just put it in right over here. That will help us understand what Rashi's saying. The last halach, the last two dots on Daf Chav Zayin Omen Aleph, Bishla Gab Lechol Be'akol Hapas Muteres. Right, that's the halach over there we saw. That if it was cooked with gacholim, the wood, the fuel of Issa Hano was already turned into gacholim by the time that it was used. So the back home terrace. So that Gemara says as follows: If Yehuda Amar Shmuel Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi Omar Rabbi Yechon, two Amaroim talk about what status exactly are these gacholim that was saying that if you used it first in the gacholim stage, then it's mutar. Many times in the Gemara, like we saw before, that it's not clear, got mixed up, whatever it was, who said what. So that's why Gemara brings it as, you know, these two Amiram argue about it. One says like this, one says like that, because the Gemara is not clear who says what. One says that this is the brayse that says that bishul gabacholim it's mutter. That's only if the gacholim are in an oimimoyis stage, which means that they're already going out. Aval gacholim loy chashoyis, but if gacholim are loy chashoyis, means that there's a strong glow, a strong fire within the gacholim themselves. Then asurim, then they're asurim, which according to the way we explained before. The question over here is that at what point are the gacholim considered like Efer? Efer is mutter, right? So at what point is this? This man says only if it's gacholim oimimois. That's when the gacholim already reached the Efer stage. But it calls man to a loichashois. I have a good word for loichashois. You have a good. Okay. Simmering. But we have. What?
Simmering.
Simmering. As it refers to the fire inside, right? Yeah. That's what this.
I think that there's still some flames to it, right? Compared to the first stage, is that the coals are just glowing, right? I think that's.
Okay.
That's how I understood it.
Smoldering, he says. Our scroll says
smoldering. On what word? And what's the other one? That's smoldering. Right. That makes more sense. Right? Smoldering means they're going out already, right? And what you call flickering, okay, however you understand what that means, fine. Right? But we have the idea, they have Oymer Mois, right, that they're going out. Lechash is the ones that they have the fire inside of them. So he said he makes a difference between these two. And he says that this, that Gacholim are already considered Afer and the Issa Hanoa goes off, is only in the Oymimai stage. But Gacholim Loichashis are also. V'charam afila Gacholim Loichashis namim mutan. And the other one says that no, when the Braisa talks about Gacholim, any stage of Gacholim already is considered Afer, that it's mutan. So the Gemara says like this, Bishlom mandom aloichashis asurin. According to the one who says that when Gacholim aloichashis, they're also mishum dieshvach eitzim bepas. Elol mandom afil aloichashis mutaris, pas the osar dieshvach eitzim bepas, rebbe hechim ishkach asle. The way the Gemara speaks this out is a little confusing, but what the Gemara means to ask over here is that were we to say that Gacholim in any stage is considered Afer and there is no Isra Hanoa, so the Machlekes Rebbe and Rabbanan that we just saw before, which is a Machlekes where the Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas, Rebbe says that there is Shvach Eitzim Bepas, so what's that referring to? What did you use to cook the pas? They want to know. According to the Man Omar that says that only Gachom Oymimois, that's where everyone agrees that it's Mutter, so fine. So then we're talking about Gachom Leichash. That's what kind of coal you use. but Matthew Mar is asking that if we were to understand this part of the Braisa, that any stage of Gachom, even Gachom Leichash, is also Afer, it's Mutter Barno at this point, then what's the Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas? Where's the Isser Hano? Hechim Shkach, the honor of Papa, Kisha Avuka Kinegdai. That's what the Gemara says. Kisha Avuka Kinegdai. Right, and then you have the flame, which is Kineged the Pass, which Rashi says, Kineged have Pass Mavir Ha'etzim Bifi HaTanu. Which was what Rashi says over here by us. Coming back to Rashi by us, this is the first wide line over there after the narrow lines. The kama mukilo kishavuka kinegdai. That means that when you have the flames right by the dough which is making the pass, shekol sho shahoisa pass betana hoyedelika or va'ifehu, that the entire time the pass was in the tanner being baked, the flame was there. Shahayanena min her iser bishah shah iser be'en. And that's the point. The point over here is that he's being nena from the iser calls man that the iser was be'en. In other words, before it actually turned into a gacheles. Gacheles doesn't have a, you know, when you have the wood itself, you have a flame, right? But after it gets consumed, so then you know you have it inside, right? So shavuk connected means that calls man that the wood is still there, it's still the end, right? So that's what Rashi refers to over here, which in truth is, it's really, right? You see, it's machlokes in the Gemara, right? Rashi's taking sides over here, right? But this is what Rashi's coming to explain. That Alpi, the end of the Braisa, that the Braisa tells us that once it's gacholim, so everyone holds it's that the pas is mutter, because the iser is kvar kolo, there's no iser anymore, and that is the lashon over there that Rashi uses, be'en and not be'en, right? Is the iser here or not? Once the gacholim become eifer, that's that the iser is not be'en anymore. So then it's not osur. This is what she's saying, like, and we see the Gemara over here, we see a little bit clear that the question is that if gacholim, once the gacholim are here and they're what's giving the heat, it's mutter, so then what's the case before? The Rebbe said it was also. So that's really dependent on what you hold, what stage the gacholim already is mutter. If you hold that, like Gemara makes the cheshbon, if gacholim are only mutter by oimimois, so then we don't have any problem over here. And Gemara is fine, Rashi doesn't need to say what he's saying. We're talking about gacholim, which are loichashes. And the Gemara only has a problem if you hold that gacholim are mutter, even when they're loichashes. So what are we using in the stage before? That's also, so that's what the Gemara had to say. That's what Rashi refers to over here. Keshavuk knegdei, that means that the eitzim are still be'en. They're not totally burnt into gacholim yet. And that's the case that the issus be'en, so that's what Rebbe holds. Yesh v'acheitzim be'pas, and the pas will be also.
So does that mean that once it's not be'en anymore, it can't be loichashos?
Once it's not
be'en anymore.
Anymore.
Can't really be loichashos. It's...
I mean, be'en, really, this is Rishalim halacha, what be'en means, right? If it's not be'en, it's mutter, right? And that's what I'm saying. That's the halacha of Afer. Now, at what point in the Gachilah stage is it considered that it's not be'en? Right? That's really what...
Be'en sounds like the piece of wood is still there. And
sure, but there's a halacha definition of what that means, right? So that's this machlokes over here. You could have a gachilas, this is called the loy chasher stage, and then you have the umamay stage. So at what point is it considered that the iser is not be'en anymore? Right? Once the flame is not there, once the whatever, however you understand it, became a gachilas, even though it's in the loy chasher stage, is that even that is already considered that ain't the iser be'en, and has the halacha of eifer, which is afanus mutter, or the other man that holds that called man's loichasher, it's considered be'en, and the halacha of after mutter doesn't happen until a later stage when it's emimus.
That would make a nafkamina and a tanur chadash if it's us or not.
If used.
Okay, right.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Right. Now, while we're here in this Gemara. Over here, let's just read another couple of lines just to get the full picture. On Chav Zayin Omen Aleph on the banner. Right? The Gemara just said, Omar Pop Kshavukut Kneged. Right? That means the Machlokes Rebbe and Rabbanon of Yesh Vachetzim Bepas, that at what point are you using something which is still considered Issa? How are you baking this pass? What stage was the Issa Hano? So according to what we just said right now, that even Rebbe agrees that once it reaches any level of a gacheles, it's all mutter, and we're only talking about when the iser is mamish be'en. So that Gemara says, well, according to that, that's only Rebbe says it's all, the past is also. According to Rabbanan, it's mutter. Mechal Rabbanan, the pligi alei shoru. The Rabbanan in such a case are mutter, even though the iser over here is be'en. Nevertheless, they hold that since you're not being nene from the eights in themselves, so it's mutter. So the Gemara wants to know, Ela eitzim di isur l'arbon heichim mishkachas lehu. See the second line? Eitzim di isur l'arbon heichim mishkachas lehu. So according to the Arbon, if you have eitzim of Isser, how is it possible that the Isser should prevent you from doing something? So is there any way that the Isser will present itself? We're saying that if you're heating it up, and if you're lighting up the eitzim and it's a fire, even though the be'en, you're cooking something with the flame, that's mutter. So is there any way that Eitzim of Isser will ask or will prevent you from doing something, from some kind of usage? That's what the Gemara wants to know. El Eitzim the Surah Rabbon Heich Mishkachas Lehum Omer Abami Barchomo Bishar Shifo. So that the Gemara says in a chanami that if you have Eitzim, if you have wood of Isur Hano, the Isur Hano will only prevent you to use them as a bench or a chair, that you're being nana directly from the Eitzim themselves. But even if they're be'en, but if you're being nana from the heat that they give off through lining them, then according to Rabbanan, it's mutter. That's Rabbanan Shita, that Ein Shvach Eitzim Bepas. Okay, so that's the more just to have that side of things over here. Now let's come back to the Brayis again. So the first halacha that we have in the Brayis, let's start with the halacha of Yoshim. You have a tanner, fine, it was solidified, it was finished, beheter, so that's not an issue over here. Today's hasakam, it was heated up today with isuri hano. So on that, the Braisa tells us that the halacha is yutzan. You have to cool off. You're not allowed to use this hasakam, this heating, in order to bake something. If someone did bake something. So what's the status of the food that was baked? That's the machlokes in the Braisa. Rebbe says it's also, the Chacham say that it's mutter. And the reason for this is, like I mentioned before, Rebbe holds Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas, that we see the Eitzim of Issa Hano caused the Pas to become into Pas. And like we just mentioned a few minutes ago, that we're talking about when the Eitzim, at the time of the cooking, were still in the stage of Ve'en. So you had the Isra Hano, they were Osir Hano. So at the time that they were still Ve'en, they still had the Isra Hano, they caused the pass to form into a pass. So Rabbi holds Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas, that we see the accomplishment of the Isser in the pass, and this pass is considered Isra Hano because of that. Rabban hold Ein Shvach Eitzim Bepas, Rabban hold that since you don't have any mamoshes or tam of the isur here, this is just a byproduct of the isur hanom. You burnt it and it gave heat, and that's what caused it. Ein shvach eitzim apas. That's not considered that you're being nene from the isur that it should aser. So we don't see in the pas any isur hanom. So that's what a pas is mutter. That's this machlokes. Now the Gemara over here goes on, and what comes out of the Gemara over here is that in truth, even though Rebbe holds Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas, but that doesn't necessarily lead to the halacha of a tanur chodosh to be yutatz, to be also to be used the second time. This is what the Gemara now points out. Because there's another factor that you have to work with. Because until now, what we're discussing is, let's say this Beis Shvach Eitzim Bepas. That's a discussion that the pass became pass specifically because of Isur Hano, the Gurim, the single cause to the past to turn from Isa into past was Isur Hano. But there's another question, which is really what the halacha of the first part of the Brayis is based on. This is another whole inyan which comes into the sugi over here, something called Zevezeh Gurim. Now if you have a situation where you have a cause of Isur and a cause of Heter, what's the halacha in such a case? In the halacha of Tanur Chodosh, that's really what it is, because the second hasoko, Right? The second time. The first time you heat it up, fine, you solidified it, so fine. So now this taner itself, let's say, carries in it, if you hold Yeshvach Eitz in the past, in the context, you'll say that this taner is a taner of Isra Hano. Fine. But the next Hasoko, the fuel that you're using is the fuel of Heter. So the past that's going to be baked in the second Hasoko over here is not coming only from Isser. It is a combination of Isser and Heter. On the one hand, the tanner itself is a tanner of Isser, but the wood, the fiery wood that you're using, which caused the heat, is Heter. So that's what the Gemara refers to as Zevezeh Goyrim. That's a different question. That's where Machloikis, the Gemara talks about whether Zevezeh Goyrim is Osur Mutter. So even if we were to hold Yeshvach Eitz in the past, but that might only be if that's the singular cause of the accomplishment that we're dealing with over here. But if the accomplishment that we have over here is caused by a combination of Isser and Heter, so that already could be Mutter.
So that only applies to a new oven, not an old oven?
Right. Very good. Right. An old oven, we're talking about that today's heat is of Isser. Right? In a new oven, we're talking about the next time that today's heat is because of Heter, and it's just the fire, the tanner itself, which is playing a role. That's the Isser.
What about an old oven with Isser, Orla?
So an old oven, if today's Hasoka, today it was heated up with Isser, so that's the din of Yeshvach Eitzim, that's not a Zevzeh Goyrim, that's only one, the cause of today's pass is because of Isser. See, there is a little issue over here which I don't want to go into. You know, at when is what role does the Tanner play by Yoshan? Like that be Zevzeh Goyrim. Mm-hmm. But it seems to be that by Yoshan we don't view Kipshuta. Marshall talks about this, but by a Yoshan we don't view the Tanner as a separate Goyrim by itself, and therefore the fuel itself is the only Goyrim which is of Isser. Only by a tanner, which is a tanner chodosh. So then you have to deal, even though today's hasokas with heter, but the tanner itself can make a problem. If you hold zevzeh goyrim is also okay. So that's a more advanced part of things over here. So let's see. So based on what we just said, this is really what is happening now in the Gemara. Right? The Gemara introduces this with a contradiction. Right? That's where things might be a little confusing over here. You have to know why the Gemara even has to do that. But let's see the Gemara, how the Gemara says it. Oh, sorry, let's finish Rashi's. Excuse me, I didn't finish the Rashi's over here. Yeah. Ochav boy is a pass. We saw that Rashi. The next Rashi says, Rabbi Emir pass asura the yeshvach etzim yeshvach atze iser bepass. That we view the accomplishment of the iser hano in the pass, and we see that it's here now. And therefore, one who comes to eat the pass is considered a nana from iser. Now it's important to mention over here like this, that the concept of Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas is only by something which is Osur Bahano. Meaning to say like this, that let's say we'd have something that has an Isra Achila on it, and that would act as fuel to create a pass. So would it be Osur for me to eat this pass? So it's Mevuyir in the Mishanim that will be mutter. That will be mutter. That we, it seems to be like this, that what's happening over here is not more than a hano. We can't consider this that you're actually eating the iser over here. On something which has an iser hano, so the idea of yeshvach eitzim, that you have the iser over here, will be considered that you're being nene you're being nene from the Isser Hanor. But it's not like a pshat that we see the Isser over here and you're eating the Isser. So that's why, but something which only has an Isser Achila, this whole thing wouldn't apply. It only applies by Yisur Hanor. Now let's see. So Rashi v'chacham oimah pas muteres savri ein shvach etzim bepas mamish. That we don't see that there's the shvach etzim in the pas itself. Now zok Rashi v'hu adin the less luhu nami chadosh yutots ela yutzan v'hoch yamim mishmat. Now Rashi makes over here a point over here which in sina hemshech hasugya is not really the full picture. But what Rashi is saying is like this, that the Rabbanon who say that the pass is mutter because they hold ein shvach etzim bepass, so Rashi says that it'll follow that hu adin, that the halacha of chadash yutatz will also be because Rabbanon, the same way that we don't see the isser in the pass, we don't see the isser in the tanner. So there's no problem using this tanner in the future. Therefore, in the reisha the braisa, when the halacha over there, yutatz, is not going to be according to this Rabbanon. Now, that's what Rashi is saying at this point. We'll see in the Hemshech HaSugya that, like we just mentioned before, that it might not even be Rebbe either, because you need a second step. But this much is clear, that the halacha of Chodosh Yutatz is based on the din of Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas or Betaner. Now, that's the first step. It also needs the halacha of Zev Zegurim, right? But if you hold that there's no is in the first place, then there's nothing to talk about. Right? So that's what Rashi is mentioning this right now. As far as whether that's Rebbe or not, that's questionable in the sugyo of what Rebbe Shita is. And
why do you have to call it off?
Why do you have to cool it off? What do you mean?
Right, he says that, right, we say that Ein Shvach Eitzim Bepas, so then you only have to cool it off. So, is that just a din machatchila, or is that...
You want to point to the Rabbanon,
yeah.
Right? Yes, it looks like that. It looks like that. That's what the Baron Tosis over here seems to be talking about. Even the sagi lebitzin of lemafse midi el isra hanol chudol kach tzor tzinun. Right, that's what it would look like. There's some kind of din chatchila for that. Okay. So that's this Rashi over here is telling us right now that first din of tanur chodosh which is yutatz, that's based on the din of hapas asura. That means that because we see the isra hanor in what was accomplished, just like the pas and the tanner, but that in itself is a machlekes. Now, Rabbanan don't hold like that, so if by the same token, the chachamim are not going to agree to that first halacha. Now, Rashi continues, Bishla gabe gacholim, divya koel pas muteris. Vafil le Rebbe, divya koel means even Rebbe. The chieshani pas me iser, because at the point of the time when the pas was nene from the Isser, kfar kolo u botel. The Isser was already ended and botel. That's why it's mutter. Now Rashi says like this, uga cholim, it's trichalei. The Tana is coming to tell me a chiddush of gacholim. And we'll see what Rashi means in a minute. And as you see from Rashi over here, that Rashi is dealing with a question like this. That what would be the halacha if you gorof means that you cleared out the coals. Right? So if you clear out the coals, so now you don't have the Isser over here at the time that it's being baked. So this should be mutter. The Braisa says Bishla Gabe Gacholim, that's what's mutter. What about if you cleared it out? What's the halach? It would seem to be from Mash like this. The din is yutsan. I mean, yutsan means you gotta to cool off the heat, get rid of the heat that was created. But what about if I just move out the gacholim? Right, that's what gorif means. Now the Brais over here says that bishla gabe gacholim, that's what's mutter. So that seems to be what Rashi wants to know over here, that do we mean to say dafka bishla gabe gacholim, that's what's mutter, but to be gorifit, to sweep out the coals, wouldn't be mutter? So Rashi says over here that no, avada, it's a kol shekein, Rashi says. Kol shekein b'tana gorif, ve'en avuka k'negdai, that's for sure mutter. What the Brais over here means to say is that even though the gacholim are here, and there, one might have thought that that's considered that the isser is be'en, so that's what the Brais is coming to say, that even that's mutter. But definitely, if you move out the gacholim, if you move out, you know, the whole the source itself, that's definitely mutter. So let's hear again what Rashi is saying, because this is not so simple. We're dealing right now with a case that the Brais doesn't talk about. Brais doesn't talk about goruf, which means that you are massacred with Isser Hanoah, you have heat in it now, and let's say I move out the heat source right now, right? So it's still hot, but I don't have... What's the halacha in such a case now to cook the pas? The Brais seems to be saying that if you cook the wheat gacholim, that's what's mutter. That might suggest that's the only time that it's mutter, if you cook it originally with gacholim. But to move out and leave the heat would be also. And that Rashi says that no, the Brais doesn't mean that. On the contrary, that's for sure mutter. What the Brais is coming to say is that even though it's gacholim, which one might have thought that's considered an isser be'en, you have something here, right? It's not, you didn't sweep out, you know, the heat source, it's here. So one might have thought that that's considered an isser be'en, that's on Josh B'Osser. On that, the Braisa says that gacholim, once you reach the gacholim stage, which whatever that means according to the Gemara later on, we saw, is then already it's mutter, right? It's not considered the isser be'en. That's what this Rashi would suggest over here. We have to see a Gemara Naf Ayin Hei, which is really belongs on the page over here by us. If you turn to Naf Ayin Hei, the Gemara talks about this. You see this is six lines down from the top. See that? Bo minei labchinna bar idi miravada bar ava. Tanur shehesiko beklipe orlo, that's us, right? Tanur shehesiko beklipe orlo v'gorfu v'ofa boy es apas l'devei ha'oyser mahu. So this is what he asks the Shiloh over here. You have a tanush yisik b'klipi orlo. That's our case. You heated up the heat source was klipi orlo. So right now, it's the tanner is hot because of the klipi orlo. Now the gofu, so that you swept out the klipi orlo. The offer boy is a pass. And now first, you cook the pass. You bake the pass. The divi ha'oyser mahu. Rashi says that Debreha Oysa means that according to Rebbe in our Braisa, who holds Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas, what's the halacha in this case? Omalei HaPas Muteris. Right? And then he told him Pas Muteris. So the halacha itself, right, is clear in the Gemara that it's true that by sweeping out the coals, that's also going to be matterit. Even though the heat is remaining from something which was Aser. But the Gemara over here asks it as a Shailah, and the Gemara has pushed it. Now, if we look over here, there's a Tosis on the top of the Omud that deals with the relationship between these two cases. Which means like this, let me just give you the background. I mean, so what would we take out from this Gemara? Right? What is easier to understand that it should be mutter? Gacholim? The fact that you use gacholim? Or by sweeping out the heat source? So, I mean, our Bryce talks about the loch of gacholim, right? The din of gacholim, the Bryce says, they're called mutter, even if everybody's matter. Nevertheless, the Bryce, the Gemara over here, asks the Shiloh, what is Rebbe going to hold concerning sweeping it out? So that really should tell us that the halacha of Gacholm is more simple than this halacha over here, even before we understand things. But just push in the cheshbon, the calculation of what's going on. Now let's say this again. We have a Bryce, right? The Bryce itself says that Bishla Gaba Gacholm, that if it was cooked with coals, even Rebbe holds that it's mutter. That's the Braisa says. The Gemara over here asks a question, what is the halacha going to be if you swept out the heat source? You take heated it with something when it wasn't coals, right? It was in the be'en stage, but you swept it out, and then you brought in the pas. What's the halacha? So what should that tell us? Right? That should tell us that even after you know the halacha of gacholim, there's still what to ask about goruf.
Should be a kol shekein that goruf is.
Oh, so Rashi says it's a kol shekein, right? So maybe we might have understood the Rashi, but we see a Gemara over here. The Gemara seems to be heading in a different direction, right? And what's more simple than the other? Now the truth of the matter is that Tysus' question, right? Right. So but I just wanted to point out that there's two things. You know, there's one thing is what are the calculations in the Gemara? And there's another question is how do you understand it? Right? Why should that be so? Right? So in as much as maybe we would have understood Rashi when he says it, but when we find out a little bekiyas over here that there's a Gemara that talks about it, the Gemara seems to be talking in Sfora the other way. Now, but the question is what's the pshat in that? So this is what Tosis deals with. Tamei l'rivo. My kami boy, what's the Gemara Shaila? Hokotani Sefer Bishla Gabagachon Drakom Teres. Taisus asks, that what's the Shaila? I mean, the Braisa says Bishla Gabagachon, it's mutter. Vafilu Lamandu Muki Hosam Begacheles Oimimois. Okay, Taisus makes the Cheshbon even according to that man, the Omar. Right. Well, you could make the Cheshbon yourself over here. But this is what Taisus is asking. Taisus is asking basically with the Sfar that we just saw in the Rashi. And Taisus asks, what's the Gemara Shaila? I mean, if you're telling me that Gacheles is mutter, is if it's Goref, if there's nothing there at all, so for sure it's mutter. So what is there room to ask the Shaila about Goref, about cleaning it out, after the Brayis itself tells us that Gacheles, when there's something there, is mutter? The Re answers to give some kind of understanding to the Gemara, why the Gemara still could understand, even after I know the din of Gacheles is mutter, still Goruf could be awesome. Shani Gacholim, She'en Choymon Bo Machmas Hashal Heves. And that to be says as follows. No, different. By Gacholim, the Choym is not coming from any flame. Elo machmas atzmon. That by gacheles means like this. If you first bring into the oven the gacheles, when it reached the gacheles stage, so the heat that's being caused is from the gacheles itself, which so ties with Afra ba'almahin. So this has already reached the stage of Afra. So you basically brought into the tanner a heat source, which is mutter, because it's already in the Afra stage. So that's why when the Braisa says over there that Bishla Gabag Achom, it's mutter, that's because you're dealing with something that in itself is mutter, and the heat that it creates, therefore, of course, is mutter. Avol Choyma Tanner Shogofum, however, the heat of a tanner that you sweep out, Machmas Choym Shal Heves Huavuko Bo, Shuhu Osir, Shuhu Gomer. However, when you're talking about sweeping things out, let's remember what happened. Where did this heat come from? You originally had Atzei Isser there, which were Be'en when they created the heat. So the heat that exists there today, sourced from Isur Hano, which was Be'en. Today you pulled out the Be'en and you just left with the heat itself. But this could possibly be worse than Gacholim, which the Gacholim, that in the first place, the whole source of the heat is something which has already became mutter. Hilchoch mi bo'ilei. So Tosis is giving some kind of understanding to what the Gemara says. I mean, the Gemara says what it says. We just have to understand it. But the Gemara tells us that even after the Braisa tells us that Bishla Gaba Gacholim is mutter, nevertheless, there's still room to think that Goruf could possibly be Osir, even though there's nothing in the Tanner at the time when the pas is being baked. But like Tosis is explaining, that's true, but on the other hand, the heat over here came from something which was Osir. Mashenkin Bagacholim, that the heat that was produced was from something which is already Mutter.
So you're saying by Goruf, he was Goref Be'en Dika.
Right. So the
and
heat
by
that's
Gacheles,
here,
it's already right, not Be'en.
Right.
Even mm-hmm. though the heat from the Gachalim came from Be'en.
The heat from Gacholim
came from Be'en.
Well,
it was. At one time it was Be'en.
Well, maybe like, not here, right? And as Kipshuta, what we mean, Tosis is saying, is that the heat that came from the Gacholim that we're talking about, right, is from the Gacholim after they were in Be'en. Right?
But it seems to me that it should be totally on how much heat is in the oven. Because if you have if you have Gacholim that are so hot that it still makes enough heat and the pas could be baked, so doesn't matter what the Gacholim.
Well, but it have to be Isser, right? I mean, if the Gacholim already now in the Heter stage,
yeah,
so
because
the fact that it's giving us heat doesn't, right? It's not a problem, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Sakoponim. So this sugi over here, this Mefarsh and Taka Arsho deal with this question that in as much as that Rashi by us, at first glance, looks like it's understandable, but in truth, it seems to be not like a Gemara. Right? This Gemara suggests to us that as far as what's simpler, one than the other, that these two cases, Gacheles and to be Goraf, the Be'en, to sweep out the Be'en, the Gemara seems to tell us that the din of Gacheles is less of a Chiddush than the din of Goraf. Rashi over there says just the opposite. Rashi says that the Brice has come to tell us the Chiddush of Gacheles, but Kolshkein, right, all the more so, it's simpler, the Halacha of Goraf. And that's what Rashi says over there. So the truth is that, of course, the halacha, you see in Maskana the Gemara, that la halacha, the truth, it's about it, Rashi saying a right halacha, the din of Goruf Taka is Mutter. That's what it says over here in the Sugya. But as far as to explain which case the Braisa picked, and Rashi over there seems to be saying that the Tana picked the case of Gacheles because there's a bigger Chiddush in that even Gacheles is Mutter, right? You see from the Sugya over here, Lachar, not like that. Okay, it's very late, so just want to say just a couple lines anymore just to get things going over here. Okay, we're not even going to go into the contradiction. I just want to speak at this that we mentioned before. The Gemara says, Gemara had wanted to say that the din of Chodosh Yutots, like Rashi mentioned, this for sure is not the Rabbanon, because if you hold that Ein Shvach Eitzin bepass, so there's nothing over here, not only the Tana, this Tana is not any worse than the pass itself. So that halacha of Chodosh Yutos, that you can't use it a second time, definitely doesn't go according to the Rabbanon. The Mor wanted to say, well, that halacha is according to Rebbe. Right? Rebbe, who holds Ein Shvach Eitzin bepass, he's the one who holds that by the same token, Chodosh is Osir, and therefore the Mora says that we have another Braisa which seems to say Chodosh is not any worse than Yoshan, and the din of Chodosh is also Yutzan. So the Mora says, fine, no problem. Right? That's according to the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon hold no difference between Chodosh and Yoshan, and Rebbe, who holds Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas, so he's the one who holds that the din of Chodosh is also because of the din of Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas. And that the Mora says makes this distinction. And that the Gemara says, Eimer d'sham elele Rebbe mishum yeshvach etzim b'pas. When did we hear Rebbe told us halacha yeshvach etzim b'pas? If that's the singular cause, or b'zev zeh agayrim misham elay. But did we ever hear him say another step that zeh zagayrim? If you have a cause that they're working together, a cause of a iser and a cause of a heter together, the singular cause is not the iser, that's heter her also. Do we find that that Rebbe says that that's also? So this is the point that Gemara says over here right now, which we mentioned before, that there's a second step. There's an additional question. Even if you hold yeshvach etzim b'pas, but what's the halacha when you have heter, which is also causing that to happen? Iser and heter, what's the halacha? And the Gemara over here says that we don't really have any basis in Rebbe to say that he holds like such a thing. And the Gemara over here continues on and finds Shita Shabaleza. The Rebbe Lezer holds that Zev Zegerim is also. But in Rebbe, it's not clear, as the Gemara says. Right? The Gemara, a little bit later, brings up the possibility that in Rebbe, possibly yeah, possibly not. But the Gemara says, oh, this is what the Gemara by us is saying over here, that there's another additional question that we have to deal with. Zev Zegerim, whether that's mutter or not. Okay, so we'll hold over here for now.